Imagine, if you will, little Johnny, a faggy kid with no friends. He likes things like Taylor Swift and My Little Pony. He is a weeaboo, meaning he has a curious fascination with Japanese culture. His father is disappointed. He constantly masturbates. It's disgusting. Johnny is discontented with our world. He sees it as drab and lifeless. He escapes instead to the safety of video games. But little Johnny is moving 60 frames per second into a shadow world without pretty flowers or happy babies. Little Johnny has a first-class ticket to the sci-fi town.
God damn it, Johnny! What's wrong with ya? I come home from work, all I wanna see is a clean floor and some clean dishes. You can't do your chores because you're playing those damn video games.
Dad, real life's boring. I wanna play video games.
Ah, shit! How can you say that, little Johnny? There's so much of the world to experience. You gotta kiss a girl. You gotta go mountain climbing. There's pretty flowers and happy babies all over the goddamn joint. And you ain't experienced that because you're sat here playing computer games on yourself in your underpants, constantly masturbating. It's disgusting.
Dad, real life's boring. I wish I lived in video games. Then I wouldn't have to listen to you all day, and I wouldn't have to go to school anymore, and I'd feel great. I'd play video games all day long.
God damn it, little Johnny, if you love video games so much, why don't you go live in one?
I'll tell you what, Dad, I would if I could.
If your mother was still alive to hear you say these things about the real world, she'd cry her little eyes out, I swear to God. She'd cry her little eyes out.
Yeah, well, she's not alive, Dad. She's dead. She died when I was a little kid, all right? She died. She died of cancer when I was a little kid. It was ovarian cancer, all right? That's why I'm afraid of vaginas.
No, I've had enough of this. I'm going to bed.
Are you all right there, PlayStation? I wish it was just me and you. I wish Dad wasn't here anymore to tell me that I couldn't play video games ever again because I want to play them forever. I never want to leave video game world.
Little Johnny went to bed that night just like any other. But when he awoke, he was no longer in the sleepy suburb of Safe Haven, in the house he shared with his papa and the memories of his dead mother. He was instead in a video game, but I will let him describe that further detail.
Oh my God, this isn't my house. This is a street. Where the hell am I?
Hey, little kid, where the fuck you think you're going? This is, you're in the middle of GTA town. What's it, Liberty City? Well, that's where you are, little kid. Stop yelling shit about where the fuck am I, where the fuck are you, who the fuck is this? I got a mission for you, little kid.
No way, sir. I'm just trying to get home. I don't know where I am, but thanks anyway.
He's like, hey, fuck you, kid. I'll smack the shit out of you if you don't shut the fuck up right now.
Oh, God, jeez. I guess I really am in Liberty City, in GTA world. Oh, okay there, boss. What do you want me to do?
Look, kid, your first task is real simple. Like, all you gotta do is get in that car that don't belong to you and drive it for a little while so you got the mechanics down. It's like a sort of teaching mission, if you will.
Me? Steal a car? Well, gee, sir, I don't know about that.
Look, kid, shut the fuck up and go steal that car, alright? Otherwise, I'll kick the shit out of you. Drive this car. I want you to drive it to the end of the street, right? So that you get the mechanics down.
Oh, well, gee, sir, I think I could do that. I sort of reckon I could. Okay, why not? I could get in the car. Oh my God, this is so crazy. I never thought in a million years when I woke up today that I would be in a video game. This is amazing. I'm in GTA.
Little Johnny drove all night. He didn't understand what was happening, but he was very happy about it.
Gee, I don't know what's happening,
but I'm pretty happy about it, you know? It makes perfect sense when you think about it, really, because I wish to be in video game land, and now I am in video game land. So, maybe I should have wished for my mother back, but that's kind of sad. That's a sad plot thread that I don't know how that's going to work out, really, because I'm sort of... What? Wait, it makes me kind of sad. I better go see Mr. Tony about my next mission.
Hey, kid, you did real good on that driving that car thing. It was amazing. It was real cool. The way you drove that car, you sort of skidded around. It was like a natural. You're like my own son, really. But what I want you to do, little Johnny, is I want you to go kill someone. You're going to have to murder him in front of his kids, in front of his wife. You're going to be a murderer, little Johnny.
Well, I don't know about that, Mr. Tony. You see, I've only been here a few days. I don't really want to have to go murdering anyone, you know? That's not really...
Shut your goddamn mouth, little Johnny. I'll tell you what to do and when to talk. You fuck, you little fuck. I'll fucking kill you right now. I'll stick a gun in your fucking head and I'll sure to fucking blow your fucking brains out, all right, you little punk? Now go to the fucking store and kill that fucking guy.
For what?
Just do what I fucking say before I kick the shit out of you.
Well, okay there, Mr. Tony. I'll go ahead and do that then, whatever.
Well, hello there, young man. Welcome into my store. Come on in. Take a look around. Tell me what you want.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm gonna have to blow your fucking brains out.
No, why you gotta do that?
What little Johnny was not ready for was the immense feeling of guilt that comes with murdering another human being. For although Johnny lived in a computer game world, he still felt real person emotions, even if he was a little faggy weeaboo. Because murder, especially of human beings, is not something that we all do every day.
Jeez, that was awful. Why the hell did I do that? I feel disgusted. I feel like I can't get this kind of dirt off of you. I feel like the innocence of childhood is gone, and that I'm no longer an innocent child. I feel like I'm a filthy man. I can't believe it. What else do filthy men do?
Hey there, sailor. Wanna come fuck me in a pussy?
Well, I might as well.
Yeah, well, it's gonna cost ya. It's gonna cost ya $35.
Well, I just made $200 from killing that man. So, I might as well.
Okay, baby, let's go. I'm gonna fuck your brains out.
Oh, well, that was pretty fun, I guess. It's kind of weird, though.
What little Johnny didn't know is that when you are 13 years old, you are not ready for the stress that comes with a sexual relationship, especially the type that you get in video games. This was a prostitute.
Also, what I didn't tell you was that I have hepatitis, and I spat in your mouth when you weren't looking, you fuck.
Oh, God! I wish I wasn't here anymore. This is the worst day of my life. I just want to go home. I killed a man, and now I have hepatitis.
And not the good kind of hepatitis either. Not the kind that goes away after a little while. Not the kind that you can get a little injection for and you feel all better about it the next day. I got the hepatitis that's with you for life. That affects your liver. You got the type of hepatitis that's gonna make you sick. It's gonna pollute your brain. It's gonna fuck you up, little man. I should have told you this before you fucked me, really. I should have let you know. I'm disgusted with myself. I have really deep feelings of guilt. But what the fuck do I know? I'm a computer game character. I feel nothing at all.
Jesus, I wish I wasn't here anymore. This is disturbing and... Well, I'm tired and I want to go home.
Later that night, little Johnny arose from bed, the same as ever, and he went and he hugged his father. He had had a nightmare in the sci-fi day.